Coffee. Can you try it again? Say a little bit louder. Episode 130.
Episode 130.
No rain. All trains.
All trains.
This week, me, Joel Train, and Silky Smooth are on a roof. We talk about going topless. We watch cops make a better podcast than us. And we call out rhymes. You can find us.
Can you find us at Dayton.com and PBSKids.org.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, you can find us places. Go to snortcoffee.com or at snortcoffee on Twitter.
We're PBS Kids.
We're not there at all. We're not there at all. Beans might, but nobody else. Yeah. I think that's it.
You can find me at PBSKids.org.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Goodness sakes. Thanks, Rosen. Oh, we're back to an hour show this week. And I think that's it. Thanks, Rosen. Same chick out on my porch twice. I'm invisible.
That's shame on her.
Totally invisible. Fucking, I freaked a cat out. This cat went past and I was like, psst. I was like, ah!
What the fuck?
Yeah. This chick I've got twice. She came walking past first time, got headphones in. Like,
power walking?
Power walking.
Nice.
Yep. Looks over and like, freaks out. Like, no, I didn't do that. Yeah, and then she comes walking by again, like, a week and a half later, probably. Like, jumping on her skin.
Did you say, remember me?
I think I laughed, I don't remember.
You know there's a creepy dude who lives here.
Yeah, exactly.
Should be walking by here anyway.
Names.
Oh, that was me.
So good.
I saw it somewhere. I'm not sure how I feel about those little games on Twitter. I guess they're fun.
Can be sometimes.
I guess they're fun, but I'm always like, I tried to start them and it didn't work. Fuck yeah. You guys.
Yeah.
Because I never really searched for the hashtags. I would have had to have done at me. Tweets from texting. That's good. Although I find myself inflating it by like, ooh, I bet I could say this in a weird way.
It's alright.
Then I'll use it as a tweet, too.
Nope. Nice. I don't quite understand the hashtags.
No one does.
Oh, they're a mystery?
Everybody's kind of just making up stuff as they go along.
Alright, and it doesn't do anything.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Other than categorize it into a group of tweets that may contain that hashtag.
It makes, yeah, I think it makes it searchable. More searchable. Although I looked for adjusted Helen Keller quotes on Snort Copies, and I just had to go back in the timeline to find it. So. She was so inspirational.
Especially when our quotes were adjusted. Even more so than I think.
That's the period that she made the biggest impact in my life.
Making noise. Safe to assume to never look at anybody's feet. Like, you guys don't have the flip-flops that I have on, because I'm wearing them. Like, I can't see your feet, but safe to assume they don't look at people's feet. Because they're... Is it rude?
I think it might.
Is it rude to look at people's feet?
I've always been told that it's rude,
yeah.
I remember being...
That's one
young
that I missed,
like,
I think.
At a Ryan's Steakhouse.
Okay.
And somebody had flip-flops on, and I was like, oh, and fucking, like, you're out to eat, you weirdo. What the fuck are you thinking? And they're just, you know, mouth open, staring. No. This is my inner monologue. And,
Mom slapped me in the back of the head.
Mom slapped me in the back of the head.
That's rude.
Hey. What are they, like, no, you don't do that.
Ridiculous to be wearing flip-flops at the...
A lot of people. It works at a steakhouse for some reason. For a lot of people, I don't know why. I've never.
Okay, so is it rude to wear open-toed shoes?
Yes. I mean, that is.
That might be the root of it.
You don't wear open-toed shoes to certain things. Mostly, you know, for women. But should go without being said. I think at most.
Can't women wear because they have nicer open-toed shoes? Don't they have more situations where it's appropriate?
Yes.
Like for men, shouldn't it really be?
The beach.
And I'm a breaker of this rule too. Sometimes I get a little too flippant. You know what I mean? And
I know what you mean.
But my other thing that helps me not wear my flip flops is I got arrested in flip flops, and so anytime. Well, no, I just always think like if there's any chance that while I'm out for the next couple hours,
like,
I'm gonna get arrested.
Underwear.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm putting on shiny socks and shoes.
Because that's just gross to me.
Well, I just want... No, I just want my socks when I go. If I get put into Gen Pop, if you didn't bring your own socks in, you ain't getting socks. Unless you fight for them. But you're just going to be in for a couple of days. There's no reason to cause that big of a ruckus.
Get shoes or socks. No?
Yeah, you get sandals.
Okay.
And then you
not your
basketballs. No, not your flip-flops. You could hurt somebody with those.
But no socks to go with.
No socks.
It's not a general issue.
Nope. You gotta go to the bathroom that way. They're nice in the shower.
Would you have gone to the bathroom in your socks, though? You still worn whatever crazy shoes that you had.
Yeah.
They just gave
you
other sandals.
Where do you wash your socks? Toilet?
I think they wash your socks.
We aren't getting the same socks back.
Wash my socks, bitch. Don't you say?
That's how you should have gotten socks.
It's one of the many ways to ask to have someone wash your socks.
I just stole socks. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Wash. Oh, those are my socks. I can tell. They were white.
I saw a homeless dude getting lost on the way here. Where the fuck?
I have no idea.
Where was he?
Main
going?
Street. I was heading towards your
how'd
old
you,
house.
How'd you know he was lost?
Homeless. No. Had a homeless sign. That's how I knew that.
Convenient.
Yeah. Cleaner shirt than I had on.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we
rub
stop and
in.
Take it?
I should. I'll take
here's
a shirt,
a dirty man. One. Fucker.
What the hell do you
like,
think you are?
I didn't realize until I started driving away that I was like, should have said, like, dude, come on. And then another dude not a block away, like across the intersection.
Homeless or nice shirt or both?
Standing with a sign that I didn't see, so I don't know.
Homeless or protesting?
Yeah, it could have been said,
nice
same,
shirt.
Are you lost? I got lost as shit, dude. It took me like 45 minutes to get over here.
Wow.
That's crazy.
No idea how I'm going to get home.
Should I walk it real quick?
That's confusing.
There's too many detours.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it's just going to get you into trouble. It's like, oh, I already know that path, you know?
All right.
I'll figure it out.
Down to Dryden's a good way to go.
I don't know what happens if I go that way on
this road. Nothing good. No.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Is there a bridge over that way anywhere?
3rd Street.
3rd Street work. I should have got off on 3rd Street. What, am I going to get in trouble?
Yeah, that part of 3rd Street.
Really?
Yeah.
3:15 in the morning?
No, probably not. You're probably...
live from a roof.
Safe.
Welcome to Snort Coffee. Where I might get mugged on the way home.
937-551-1040. Tell us about your mugging stories.
Call us in case of emergency.
The text also calls in case of emergency.
Use it for your random phone numbers you got to give out.
Mm-hmm. When they make you give a phone number for work.
Yeah.
That's the one to give.
Yeah. Joel Train, Soggy Smooth, me. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Is this just getting started?
We're on a roof. A while ago. On the west side.
Turned into a pretty good night. But you guys missed that. Or you listened to it. Or it wasn't pretty good.
So am I an asshole for wearing sandals?
Yep. Not here.
Yeah.
Like, you're among, you know...
If you're going to Orion's later...
Frankly.
If you're what? Going to college?
No, he's among colleagues.
No, colleagues.
Here, so it's fine. Yeah. Like, we all work together on the podcast. Spend a month writing down 5 hours of conversation.
But I certainly wouldn't go to a steakhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though shoes and socks with my shorts look ridiculous, and I just shouldn't be wearing shorts.
Shouldn't be wearing sandals. Oh, you're just saying shoes and socks and shorts look silly.
Wow. I guess fuck you to me and Matt.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm like, well, I'm out of luck.
I knew I was going to have to climb a ladder. That's why I didn't wear sandals.
That's a good reason.
So we should be wearing at least socks and pants at all times. Where's
you
it in?
You wear shorts. I'm not offended by your... socks and shoes. Admittedly, it looks a little silly, but what are you going to do? It's fucking almost August.
Wear sandals.
Not if you're power walking, it doesn't.
Just prevents chafing.
Do you go topless?
No.
He wouldn't have a nipple issue.
That's
so
true, yeah. I went topless in the yard today while I was doing yard work.
How would people on Google Street View be able to... I'd have something readable in case I was...
That's true, I forgot about that part.
It'd be awesome just to go around with no shirt and taped nipples.
Still tape your nipples.
Yep. Wind chafing.
I really get moving.
Draw someone on there. Hi.
If you can read this, you could probably lick my nipples.
Thank God I taped them.
My eye.
Covered them in an E. Bad shot, dude. Sorry.
That was crazy. Just like fireworks over there for a second.
Ice cream truck.
Hey, did you hear about the dude who got stabbed? Or shot?
Nope.
He got shot. He's selling ice cream.
It's pretty sweet.
Yep.
And like crack?
No, just ice cream apparently. Huh. Oddly enough. Which he was in the wrong neighborhood. He would have done better with crack.
If he was getting shot, be my guess.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there was a homicide in my neck of the woods. Similar to that, vehicular related.
Yeah?
There was some kind of car crash. Forget the streets that it was at, but it wasn't like... It was in my hood, but not like in my immediate hood. In my extended hood. And car crashed. They found the driver clutching a wad of cash with a gunshot wound to the chest.
Seriously?
Nice. Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
That's what the Dayton paper said.
Are you kind of pissed you weren't there to get the cash?
Would have been, it would have, yeah.
Would
whoever
you
have called that in is a sucker.
Yeah, there you go. Fucking dude Rex, would you not take the cash?
It's almost exactly like if they
that's
had
good
been,
question.
If they were praying, if they were like a religious individual and they were like, God, we really need some money. And then,
oh, wow.
they didn't take that cash. When they got up to heaven and asked God, like, hey, what's up with the money? Like, we really need... He's like, I killed a guy down the street from you. He's clutching a lot of cash.
You called in 911. Like...
And didn't take the cash. Like, of course you called in 911. You're a good person. You're on your way to heaven here. But don't bitch to me. I sent the money.
Right there, dude.
You got to go to the Western Union and pick it up. I'm sorry. I can't, like...
Do you leave a note for the police? Hey, this guy had $1,200.
But God said I could have
it. Place that in his hand.
Yes. Imagine $1,200 here.
Imagine $1,200 here. Shot in the chest. Didn't say if, like, did it go through the windshield or did you pick somebody up? That's a weird place.
Yeah.
If someone's in the driver's
in the car,
seat, like, that's a weird place to, like, reach around to the chest.
Yeah.
I guess he could have been
not
facing
the guy. Not
if
you're up in the window. You know, you're up in the window talking to him.
Yeah.
Maybe. Especially
why didn't somebody else take the fucking money?
That's a good point.
Yeah, why did his killer leave
punch
the money?
Him in the face and yank the money out of his hand? Unless he just had it balled up
still
inside.
Shoot him in the chest.
He shot him in the chest and just took off right away?
I guess.
I mean, come on. He just got
but they
shot
also
in the
said
chest.
That they heard the car crash. So, dude shoots him in the chest, waits till the car hits something.
Maybe just shoots him, takes off. Yeah, well.
He should have waited.
Shoots him on the move.
Thought he got the cash.
Dummy.
Joel beat him to it.
Yoink.
Imagine buying it with his stuff with bloody cash. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on.
Here you are.
Still
so
dripping.
So we can't accept this. It's wet. It's more than wet. It's bloody.
That's blood.
One bag of drugs, please.
See, it's where you could get away with it.
Right.
Right to the drug dealer.
Oh,
yeah, no problem. Yeah, exactly. Hey, this looks like the money that I just tried to shoot that guy for.
Well, you got it now.
Aww.
Oh, you shot me in the chest. Didn't make the same mistake twice, though. That's good. That's good.
Got the money this time, didn't you?
Good for you, buddy. I'll start my car up and push it down the road a bit. It's the only way somebody will find me is the
wedge my foot on the accelerator. Cars are starting to pile up out there.
It's a rash. People, like, holding a fist with a note in it, saying, imagine $1,200 here. Drugs, man. Dark places. Don't mess with it, folks.
Good times.
Wait, she shot the chest.
You guys are saying no to drugs?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, yes to drugs, but don't be silly about it. Don't put yourself in the position where you're going to be shot in the chest. And drugs can do that if you
try to stop
stay
it
in the driver's
seat.
Here's what I say. Stay in the driver's seat with drugs.
That
don't
dude did get shot in the driver's seat, though, didn't he?
He was drug shot.
Responsibly, huh?
Yeah. It's a bad place to be, then.
Stay
in the passenger
stay
seat.
In the passenger seat with drugs.
You totally do more drugs. You don't have to drive anywhere? Fuck yeah. Right?
Stay in the passenger
it's
or
true.
Back seat with
okay,
drugs.
Okay, back seat too.
Or back seat, yeah.
Stay out of the trunk,
not
though.
Not so good.
Stay out. Yeah, stay out of the trunk.
Unless it's got one of those glow handles on there.
Or
that
you're in a rape.
Right. And one of those pull cords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's hammering right now. Away at your mom.
Oh, that's true. That's true for some of us.
Yeah.
Depending on when you're listening to this.
I was just
right
saying,
now.
Of the three of us here?
No, of everybody who's a listener as well.
Yeah. Somebody's mom's getting pounded with a hammer. Physically and mentally.
Looking at you, Martha. Think about it.
Martha's mom?
Yes.
Okay. It'd be kick-ass if we had a Martha.
I think we do.
You think? All right.
937-551.
Let's know if you're Martha.
1040. Tell us if you're a Martha.
I'm a Martha.
Yeah, but we knew that. You're not a listener.
No, that's true.
I don't know what's going to happen if we ever become a popular show.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Nothing.
We'll start sucking.
Well, like, Maria that we ended up in L.A. with.
Right.
Made some noise on Facebook or something.
About the show?
Just out of the blue. Yeah, about the show or about the show notes. Notes.
I love the show notes. I think we have the best show notes in the business that doesn't make any money for anybody.
Yeah.
that kind of
thing. I
business.
Think even that, I think it still might contend.
I mean, at this point.
Okay.
I don't think it's been really monetized yet.
That's true. Well.
Like, super successfully.
4 months ago, right now.
My bad. I forgot about our time delay.
Sure.
We delay 4 months for the censors so they have plenty of time to go through and beep any appropriate words, but they always miss every word. Dummies.
She said some nice stuff.
She's a nice person.
Yeah. And I don't...
Remember when she bought us Brazilian food?
That's pretty sweet.
That was great.
Brazilian?
I think it was Brazilian food. All right. I think we all like went cheap and didn't get steak, which was a mistake at a Brazilian place, but it was still crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know how to say thank you enough for somebody to make noise.
Yeah, it's
like
a nice
if we
thing.
Ever got popular. I don't know like how to say thanks enough.
Not a problem.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Say hey, thanks. Appreciate the shout out.
I guess.
Send a coffee cake.
That's a good idea.
Or at coffee. Big Butter Jesus.
Yeah, there you go. HEYSUS.
Look who Snort Coffee follows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work too.
So what do you mean what happens when it's a big show? Like,
well,
obviously, we're eventually going to be crushing...
Yeah. I would imagine.
Destroying the podcast.
Especially with roof
charts.
Shows.
Right.
Especially with roof shows. Like, might be the key to the
goal. Especially with what?
Roof shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's doing that. I think that's...
Well, those are the best episodes.
Clearly.
How about next one? From inside of a truck trailer going down the road.
At what speed?
Whatever you need to. Break any laws or anything.
What? Yeah. Fuck it then. What do we even bother with?
Fine, you can go 5 miles per hour over.
You can put a big QRC code on the truck, too.
That'd be cool.
Awesome.
Just link it to a web page that says, check back in 4 months when there's a show here.
You're following a truck.
So you mean like we're not going to be able to go to the grocery store anymore?
No, I don't think so. I just think it would be crazy if people listened.
We're going to have to change the way we file our tax returns?
Maybe.
Ugh. Well, I quit. Fuck it then.
Better be handsomely paid if I can't go to the grocery store anymore. If I gotta pay somebody to do
it's
that.
It's not
now.
A problem. Like, people don't mob us, but, like, we say something offensive and we get banned from all grocery stores.
Oh, well,
we all have to, like,
I'm
find
okay
somebody. Like, we pick up, like, milk and bread and all the other typical, stereotypical shit that's on a fake grocery list when you hand it to somebody. I think eggs is usually on there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And butter, maybe, if you're going that deep.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That's a deep butter is a deep cut on the fake grocery list. But it's on there.
Butter's almost always at the top of my grocery list.
Track 15. You eat too much butter.
Yeah. So tasty. You
shouldn't go through butter so quickly.
I'm gonna eat some butter tonight.
3 pounds a week you're going through? That's
not quite that much, I'd say.
A pound a week would be way too much.
Yeah, I'm probably not using a pound.
Stick?
Maybe a stick.
I could see.
Stick a week?
Stick of butter a week, perhaps. That might be a little heavy.
Big but, butter.
Are you using it in place of cooking oil also?
Sometimes.
You do?
All right. Sometimes. I've gotten back into cooking oil, though, because there's better applications for some stuff.
Okay.
Such as?
Spray?
No, I don't use spray very often.
Right. Creeped out by the spray?
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
I can't blame you. I don't necessarily trust it. I use it, but I don't feel good about it when I do.
Muffins, man. The muffin cups. Nothing better than the spray oil.
It's tough to get that kind of coverage, yeah.
It is.
I usually, occasionally, I use it last night, actually, but most of the time I'll avoid it if I can.
On crackers?
Yeah.
Yep.
on
people? Oh, we already said crackers.
Just spraying down white
pierogies.
Now you're greasy honky.
Pierogies.
Cool.
That my oven doesn't work at normal baking temperatures.
Okay.
So I microwaved them to get them hot and then stuck them in the broiler because that works.
Right.
Works out pretty well.
Fluff them once.
Yep. Right. I can't cook a pizza in there. That part sucks.
That does suck.
Not into the broiler.
Probably not.
Too much, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You can have a crispy crust.
Cook it. You try to cook it upside down.
Nice.
That's a good idea.
Flip it halfway through.
Broiler.
I'll try that.
Fix
not
your oven,
butter
dude.
Tonight.
I bet you can figure it out.
Yeah, probably. It's like $80 or something.
Oh. It's kind of rough.
Go in there with a hammer and just start wailing on it.
I'm sure something disconnected, you know?
Maybe.
Most of the time.
I haven't pulled it out and looked, so maybe.
But you can get a pretty good shock while you're trying to find out.
Okay, I deal with some shit at work. It's some silicone. You've seen the shit at work?
Mm-hmm.
Silicone with the holes in it, and it's hard.
Okay.
And it's got, like, circuitry written into it.
Okay.
Pads that lead to parts that do stuff when energy is applied.
All right.
I was messing around with one, trying to straighten something out. And
cooking a pizza, messing around with. Okay.
Hit it with the backside of a, like, scalpel blade. Like the handle-y part.
Uh-huh.
I was pressing down on it real hard. Spark flew out of it. It was crazy.
Set that part aside?
Actually, it wasn't the fucking silicone part. It was the flexi part. It was the, like, a motherboard connector-y part, I think. And, yeah, I did.
That's a good one. Good, set that one aside.
It was weird. I just pressed down on it. Like,
does it hold
the charge?
There's
this bump in the board that I was trying to get rid of and see if I could just press down.
Oh, see, there was a big bubble of electricity.
Yeah, and maybe that was
your problem.
Yeah.
You gotten caught up in there, been clogged.
And pushed down, I was like,
popped it, one zap.
It's crazy.
That's weird. How the fuck can it hold a charge?
I don't know. Maybe from when they tested it at the joint, but it's like a ghost.
Ghost charge.
It's actually getting like chilly up here.
For a pansy.
Show is flying by.
Is it?
No.
10 minutes into it?
No, not that bad. Needs a train.
Yeah.
You got one.
Little way to be an asshole. We've all got pets, right?
Yep.
Indeed.
When I presume, does your cat, do your cats get excited when you give them water, like a dog does?
Not really.
Depending on how low the water ditch was.
How many days
and how
it's
long
been
it's
empty.
Been, yeah.
Okay.
I can get them excited.
Give me time.
I can get them pretty pumped.
Did I say a little way to be an asshole yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Toss some ice cubes in there. They all stick together. And the dog really wants some water. And it's hard for that dog to get the water,
because
most of it's ice. Like, fill the bowl up with ice first, and then pour a little bit of water in there.
It's interesting that you mention it. I've been putting 2 handfuls of ice in the cat bowls.
Yep.
The reason for me doing it was the bottom of the dish is made in such a way that I have trouble pouring from my little cup of water.
Nice.
In there without it spilling, heading
splashing
up the walls and spilling over. So I put the ice in there and it has plenty of places to break.
Ice buffer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the cats love it.
Really?
They really like the ice.
Charge over for the water now?
As much as, you know. They wrote a note. So they really like it.
Huh.
I thought of it because the dog had, like, either drank or lapped up and splashed about the house with all the water, and I just hear him trying to get to this ice cube, and it's just bashing around his bowl.
Did you try it?
Huh?
Did you try it?
Yeah, I've done it several times.
Full bowl of ice?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I pour some water in there too, so it's like a teaser.
Nice.
But then he drank all the water.
Dick.
Plus, the water's the part that'll make the ice cube stick together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
It's like the glue in ice.
Water, nature's adhesive.
I've heard that.
I thought it was spit.
thought it was boogers. Oh, wait.
Damn. Boogers is probably better than spit. Spit's probably a little better than water.
Wait, it's sticking stuff?
Yeah. No.
I've always used water. I got shit falling all over the place.
You should probably try spit. Or boogers.
Or wheat paste.
If you're looking for nature's adhesive, man's adhesives are great. They're fine. You can use any number of those.
Shitloads of chemicals. Ground up horse.
Plenty of options. Yeah.
Okay.
Glue, just to name a few.
Or you could boil horses.
Okay.
Grind up the bones.
Whole thing?
I think so. I'm not sure. I haven't really done it.
Jockey and all. Get in there, you fuckers.
Grind it up. Add some water. Okay. Again, nature's adhesive.
Okay. All right. I see where it comes in.
Yep. And voila, glue.
You boil it up like meth? Like,
pretty sure.
Scoop off the top and it gets really sticky?
Drink that part.
Where's the glue come from?
It sinks to the bottom.
Okay. It's not your pee.
Nope.
Okay.
That part's got all the minerals in it. Drink it.
Top's
put
drinking.
That inside you.
It's just tasty. Not a lot of minerals. Just damn good. Tastes like horse.
Am I missing a drink somewhere? Like a beverage? I don't go to the beverage aisle very often, but...
You know, like, we should probably start producing that. It's okay. Just a bad name. You know, it's not a good naming opportunity. What do you do? I mean,
how do you
like,
brand? Yeah.
You know?
So, that I assume it's specialized.
Call it Yum Juice.
Yum juice? Yeah. It's not descriptive. Descriptive. There we go.
Well, no, it's perfectly descriptive. Yum Corp might come after you for that.
Yeah.
But if you call it something, just call it something good, and let's stay away from this is a small human being and a horse boiled in water until all the water evaporated and what we were left with was drink.
Winnie juice.
Most of the water evaporated.
Winnie juice,
yeah.
Winnie.
That's what horses do.
Yeah.
You
know. From the Wonder Years?
Hopefully.
You think she'd go on the cover of that? Like, Winnie juice. Like, no, we don't want you now. Just send us, like, the best picture of you smiling from the show. Like, whatever your headshot was back when you were a little kid. We'll just Photoshop the bottle.
It's not Winnie?
What? Can you put us in touch with Winnie? Well, you're no help, are you?
Barely from all sides, dude. Coming for us.
You think Penn Station was a bad location choice or good location?
Is that above? Is Penn Station above ground?
Wow.
Hope you guys can hear this well.
I don't know. I'm not well traveled.
One near my house is.
Do what?
One near my house is.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if they all are or not.
I think the one there's one on Linden that is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's two for two so far.
There's one on Brown Street that's above ground, too.
That one's above ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is? Foley?
Where customers have access to, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the inner workings.
Yeah, that's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
It's three. All right.
I think I've been to one on Woodman as well.
Isn't that one like, don't you walk down like a foot and a half and then go in? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Totally above ground.
Okay.
Honk if you're horny.
He's not.
Nope. He's not. Oh, there he is.
This is the worst seat I've ever fucking sat on, dude.
You gotta lean back in it, man. Leaning back is kind of where it's at. You're gonna fall over
so
and bash your head on the
back.
Chimney,
will hurt then, too?
Yeah.
Which it already does. Don't worry.
It's not nearly as bad as if you lean back on it. You're risking life and limb, but... Leaning back is not that bad.
That is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Is my head just gonna be sliced completely off by this?
Yeah, if you fall...
I have to admit that's significantly better.
It's more comfy.
Thanks. 4 hours
but,
in.
I've been sitting like this for...
I can't see how the hell you're sitting.
105 shows?
You're leaning against a wall, too. Jeez.
105 shows straight. He's right. He's been sitting the same way.
Wow.
It's a commitment.
Drink's pretty loud, huh? You're right up on them.
Chew! Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Trey's pretty loud.
We already ended Man Cave, right?
I think we just made there's mention of the fact it's the gayest thing in the world.
And now we're here to end it. I don't think...
I don't know if we officially killed it or not.
I think
not.
We just chastised it before.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're happy to let other people.
Can't we just call it a comfy place for a dude to get away and masturbate?
Yeah, I think
so. It's a lot of words.
It's kind of wordy, I will, yeah.
And I don't like telling people that that's where I masturbate.
They know.
I know they know.
Okay.
I just don't like telling them.
I'm okay with telling them. I tell people who don't even ask.
God, what are you up to? Like, oh, I'm just hanging out in a comfy place to masturbate.
Yep.
That's what I say. Giving tours of the house.
What's that?
When you're giving tours of the house.
Here's my jerkatorium.
No, this is a comfy place.
For a man to get away and masturbate.
Although you might want to reword that because it makes it sound like if there's other dudes in the party that you're showing around the house.
Oh, like, boy, okay.
You might want to define a man. Okay. Yeah. To just
okay
for this man
okay
to get away and masturbate.
This guy, you got to give the thumbs to yourself. Right. One has two thumbs and a comfy place to masturbate.
This guy.
This guy.
That's way better than Man Cave.
Nice. See you guys.
Later, man. Why do I think if he really goes that we're not going to have a single episode of this show posted forever?
Yeah, that'd probably not get
it's true.
You know,
up.
Smoke a shitload of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man.
I've been trying not to.
Shitloads.
Kind of hard not to.
I'm already through like 12 or 14.
Wow, that's a lot.
Word.
Can we end that phrase? Is a single word count as a word? Or as a phrase?
Sure.
Alright. Then let's put it into word. I use it jokingly quite often.
I think word's alright.
Word.
You want to end it?
Yeah, I do.
Alright. I don't use it very often.
Glad I got that last one in.
Word.
Done.
That's it.
Alright.
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 It's a lot of power. We're going to have to be... I think we might be getting... A little worse with that.
Punch drunk or something?
Yeah.
Well,
I think we might have gone mad with power. Let's end that too.
You're gonna end that one too?
Yeah, mad with power. It's out.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Nobody can ever accuse us of being it, so.
Works. That's the number one reason.
Yep, it's protective.
That's some deep shit, man.
They're mad with just the appropriate amount of guidance. Like, oh, alright.
They're mad with their excessive capabilities. American exceptionalism means we have a big dick, right?
It does for me.
Like, collectively, we have a big dick. Individually, we have a big dick.
Exceptional.
American exceptionalism?
Yes.
All right. I can't say I've heard that phrase often.
You will.
All right. Are we ending that one too?
No.
No.
Start
still okay.
At least for the next few minutes.
Okay. Right.
Let's hold off on that. I'm not sure I want to end any phrase that means I have a big dick.
You still got that fallback though.
Definitely. Okay.
All right.
Definitely.
Not in that one either, right?
Fallback?
I have a big dick.
For me personally, yeah, I'm ending that. I'm not going to tell people anymore. But I'm not, I don't feel like I should.
You've got the t-shirt already, so.
Well.
You don't have to tell them.
I'm going
to
give that away to the Vietnam vets.
I thought you had a QR code made for it.
That's a hilarious one.
Go up and scan your shirt. Oh, that's great. I love it. Man. That's a, that would sell some t-shirts, wouldn't it?
You scan the shirt and it just takes you to a webpage that in like, it,
like
it
mine
just
is
big
just
bold font.
Boldly. Yeah. Yes.
I have a big dick. I would wear that t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to. You didn't say it, you know.
I'd wear that
t-shirt. All kinds of offensive t-shirts.
On the day that I met the president.
You what?
I would wear that t-shirt on the day that I met the president.
There could totally
is that
be
you with the president? Like, yeah, check out that
Gorazinka shit.
That's a full line of t-shirts, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just stopping with Big Dick.
I have huge ovaries.
That's it. That's what I was thinking of. I have a gaping vagina.
Nah,
brag
I don't
about
know about
that, don't they?
Yeah, totally. That's all the talk at the hairdressing, at the hair salon.
You should see how massive my cunt is.
Maggie says her vagina's gaping, but I just don't see it. She only asks for a 10 width when she goes to the dildo shop.
10 inches wide? Damn, that is gaping.
Not to these ladies.
Wow.
I meant 10 inches, like, measured.
It's 10 gauge, isn't it?
Diagonally? Would it be? Corner to corner?
Gauge is like fucking...
No, not corner to corner, the distance around.
Oh.
Circumference.
Circumference?
Not width, I guess. Okay. She only gets a 10 circumference
so
when she goes to the dildo.
So by 3.14?
I'm not going to, but...
To get the radius? Wait, is that the radius or the diameter?
Public education over here, so...
2 pi r squared.
Not gonna answer that one. Because I don't
know. That's the fucking area. Damn it.
Pi sounds good, though.
Doesn't pi r squared.
Eh.
R squared?
The r squared on the
times
side.
2? That's not...
I'll taste it, but I'm really in it. Pi R2 sounds right. I remember that from somewhere. I've been to community college, too.
Pretty sure that's to get
pi
the circumference.
What?
Huh?
Pi R2 what?
Pi times the radius
pi
squared.
Pi R squared equals the circumference. If we have the radius of 2, we multiply that times pi, so that's 6.28. But then we have to square that?
What are they called? Dildo gapers? What? That's what we're measuring,
gauges.
Right?
Nice.
I'm confused.
Getting your vagina gauged.
Okay.
I think that's generally how it works, though, right? Like, if you were into, like, if you were an all-star in the gaping porn industry, like, you don't just start from scratch. Like, those ladies have been at it and working hard and
like
doing...
stretching out your ears.
Yes. Working hard.
Don't tell me they're not working hard.
I didn't say.
Working hard.
So 40 years in the business, you just, like, toss a football in?
Like that arcade game?
I missed that one.
You see the one where you're tossing straight
into vaginas?
Yeah, straight into vaginas.
No.
Yeah. Damn. Like footballs. It's like the Papa Shot, but for football.
Like Papa Shot?
Papa Shot?
It's Papa Shot. I forget.
Basketball... Little
oh,
basketball
that's
game.
It. Okay, yeah, all right.
Look for footballs.
Yeah, nice.
And
just like
vaginas.
That. And vaginas. Do the vaginas move side to side?
No. It's just a bigger one and a smaller one.
Just what?
A bigger vagina and a smaller vagina.
Oh, okay. It opens and closes? And
no,
you have to hit it
no, it
right.
Wasn't that lifelike.
Oh, okay. That'd be an awesome putt-putt.
There's a train.
Train-tastic.
Lots of trains. On Saturday night.
It's weird.
Toot-toot!
That was a what's up train.
Tranny, dude.
I think that would be terrible.
Just a few cars off. I want to hear it.
I want to get home tonight. It would be crazy to hear a train wreck.
Yeah. You know there's going to be a lot of screeching. And yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Do you think we'll get over to that wall in time to look?
Yeah.
That's not the way I go home either, so.
You're in luck, huh?
Yeah, I think I'll be all right.
I'm not jumping over that wall, though.
No, I just want to run over and look. Okay. You can make that happen, you know.
Derail a train?
Yeah. I think it's just take one thing out, right? You got to remove some shit.
Yeah, it's going to be one.
You just get one of the train spikes, or the train, like, nails that they use, and you just weld it to the track.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah. That'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's enough?
You don't think that would do it?
I guess it would. I guess.
I think that would do it.
Trains are pretty fucking heavy. I'm thinking it's going to bust your welds or just go right over the top. It's going to... Shit. Depends. If you got them on a curve going pretty fast, yeah. But slow through town.
Of course,
you know.
On a curve.
We don't have access to a curve, though. We've got access to right here.
Walk up and down. We'll find
I've got a Sawzall.
That ought to be enough.
You think? You think Sawzall would go through train tracks?
Sawzall, no.
Have you seen train track made? I think I might have talked about it. It's a badass process. Play-Doh factories.
Excellent.
Shit tons of it that like ends up winding on a fucking spool, I think.
Nice.
And then it unwinds somewhere else and goes through this like kinker and then unkinker.
Okay.
It's crazy. And it's just bright glowing red when it gets spit out of a Play-Doh machine.
Yeah.
Kick ass. So I don't know if Sawzall Blade's going to go through it.
An axe? No.
Grenade?
Definitely. Well.
Well placed.
Bended enough.
Like, if you just threw it right up against the tracks, like the explosion was low and on the wheels and push it, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're going wild. The thing is,
of course.
It goes over. Oh, wow. Yeah. Then I think you're right.
I was going pre-train.
Damn it.
It's
going to
be hard to get in there with
the Sawzall.
The train's running over top of it.
If there's a fucking train derailment in 4 months, we're totally fucked. Doesn't matter how it happens. We've pretty much discussed
every
option.
It all. There's no options left.
Yep. They're like, yeah, they got it from those guys. They've got a Sawzall, an axe.
Snort coffee.
And they welded a fucking...
Be good for the show, though. Get a lot of buzz going.
Yeah.
Spike. And they were snorting coffee.
Just two dudes, though. One dude was straight edge.
Those cops are stupid.
You think?
Yeah.
They're just sitting there.
I know. Like idiots.
Probably making a better podcast than we are.
Probably.
That'd be awesome.
I didn't say they weren't talented podcasters. Okay. I just said they were stupid.
All right.
A lot of people still out, man. Living their lives. Saturn.
Quiet one.
Yeah. This is Saturn, I meant Prius.
Silent killer.
Hover Prius.
Even silent killer.
Ford.
There goes you.
Minivan.
Plymouth. This would be a content full show if it was traffic out.
Have we ever not released a show?
The ones that were fucked up and crazy underwater. There's 4 hours or so of that. I think that's it.
Buick.
Nice. Regal?
Yeah.
I can tell by the sound. Fireworks. Nice.
You're absolutely right.
Straight in.
Towards the late night.
Yeah, man. That was a big one. I think we got the noises filled out of the content part, but...
Yeah.
You live in a neighborhood.
I believe in neighborhood.
You live in a neighborhood?
Yeah.
You get people shooting fireworks and making noise?
A little bit.
If you think something's gunshot, do you call the cops?
I don't call the cops.
Do you go shoot them? Not the cops, the people who you nope. suspect of gunplay?
Nope.
Oh. You're just like, woo!
Nope. I just make a mental note.
All right.
Keep up with whatever I was doing.
I haven't seen people shooting guns. But I presume I've heard noises of people shooting guns.
Really? Would you call the cops?
Noise that I suspected was pretty close, I called the cops on.
Really?
I was like, hey, something, like, heard some shouting, gunshots, what appeared to be gunshots, blah, 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 and said, like, in that general direction.
We didn't say shouting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That might change the...
How about confuse, like, don't know
someone
if you're shouting.
For directions?
Yeah. Might have heard shouting.
Heard noise.
Yeah. Do you think people that shoot their guns shoot off fireworks as a diversion? Do they sound enough alike?
I always just keep fireworks on me.
All right. I didn't shoot this gun. I was shooting off fireworks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Where? So you have fired like celebratory gunfire into the air?
Sure.
Into the air?
Or into, you know, whatever.
The ground? Where you're supposed to fire celebratory gunshots?
Not always.
I think
it feels as celebratory.
I know it doesn't feel as celebratory, but I think it's the right thing to do, right?
I always aim away from me.
Well, obviously away from you.
Right. And then, yeah, I keep fireworks in my pocket. Cops are like, what the fuck, who's shooting? And I'm like, nah, not me. I'm just playing fireworks.
And guns. And this gun, it's in my hand.
And then when they aren't looking, I light a firework, I throw it up in the air and shoot it. It's awesome. It's like, bang, bang!
I think you're supposed to fire into the ground, though.
Huh. Yeah, well, like I said, it doesn't feel as celebratory.
God damn it.
There's really a lot of trains.
It's a lot of trains.
Did not bet on this. No rain, all trains.
Good run.
That's what that was.
Rhymes like that are weird. Because it doesn't really count, does it? Same word in there.
Okay.
You agree?
It doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Yep.
So, shitty rhyme.
A whole other fucking
it was a shitty
word.
Rhyme, dude.
Yep.
My bad.
Yeah.
Trains, like planes? And... No problem.
Okay, yeah. All
silver
trains, no planes,
and,
I guess, then it would have been.
No, we didn't. I saw some planes, I think.
All trains,
some
planes. Some spotted planes, others went unseen.
Which is also
rain,
bullshit. Okay, so is there no
planes,
such thing
no
as
problem.
Rhymes? I think planes works if it's the sky kind of plane, not the ground kind of plane. Is that right? Yeah.
What?
No,
can't
not
even
the,
use A-I-N-S?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I think
do we have to rule out... All letters of a rhyme? No rhymes.
Wait a minute.
No rhyming anymore. Stop it, poets.
It doesn't exist.
Knock it off. There's no such thing as a rhyme.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it does exist, but it's got to be...
pretty much the definition of rhyming is like the last three letters or so are the same.
Not in the case of plane and train, though. That one works.
That's true. For the most part, you know.
Sorry, my butt is beeping.
Stop acting.
That's the only words that still rhyme? Planes and trains?
Cranes rhymes with trains, but not planes.
Planes, it doesn't count.
Correct.
Too easy.
Brains?
Nope, that one doesn't go.
Trains and brains is fine.
Planes spelled one way. Okay.
Trains and Brains and Rains is fine altogether.
Trains and Brains and Rains?
Yeah.
No.
Trains and Planes.
You can't do Brains and Rains.
Brains and Rains together.
No.
Why not? They rhyme.
Same words.
It's not the same words. It's a letter difference.
No.
There's a different letter in the beginning.
The word. Sorry. That's what, if we can't count that one out.
I think that should count.
I think Trains and Brains is no good, too.
I think Trains and Brains is fine.
Why not? What's wrong with Trains and Brains?
Doesn't get rhymier than Trains and Brains.
It's the same as Trains and Brains.
That's almost a perfect rhyme. A perfect rhyme is when you... is Rains and Rains.
It is perfect. It rhymes
perfectly.
They sound so much alike.
It's known as a perfect rhyme. So it sounds like we're on two opposite sides of this issue. Of this non-issue.
Easy rhymers and...
Easy rhymers. Rhymery. That's my crew.
I'm in a complex rhymery.
I'd say two letters can be the same, but they have to be in different positions.
I'm saying 12 letters can be the same, as long as you tack on an extra letter to one of the words.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I have no problem there.
So Brains and Rains.
No.
What do you mean?
Now you're on my side with that.
No, it can't contain the entirety of the other word.
You just said. Perfect rhyme, Rains and Rains.
I didn't say that. I mean, it's perfect.
That's
the chintzy rhyme.
You fucking racist. Don't use that word in my presence.
Oh, fuck.
It's offensive to me.
So you're allowed to... Are you allowed to call Germans krauts? Like, are they going to really get offended? Like, we're still kind of like, you know, we kind of have it all worked out the best. We're the only country left with money.
What's krauts?
Germans.
In German?
No, you just make fun of them. You call them krauts.
What's what does krauts mean in German?
Cabbage.
Well, it's not.
I think it probably does.
I mean... Some of the cabbage is really good. Like, there's a few cabbage dishes that are tasty.
Sauerkraut's fucking awesome.
Absolutely. That was on the top of my list. So, I...
Well, it is.
It's like calling Italians pizzas. Which I do.
Hey, pizza.
What's up, pizza?
So there's certainly no reason for the Germans to be offended?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. But that's during World War II. Call Germans krauts. And can you still do that?
Some places they call Americans dogs.
Well, there you
go. For hot dogs.
Mmm. Yum. Have some hot dogs in the freezer right now.
They're going to be good.
I'm hoping. And buns. I'm not using bread this time.
Not using bread?
Well, just a loaf bread.
Okay.
Don't you hate that when you're out of hot dog buns and you have hot dogs?
Yep. Worst.
Especially, you get like I've got the healthy wheat bread.
That's what I'm making eggs with.
Are people breaking into our cars?
I think so. Except for, I didn't park where they.
Is it just reflecting from over there?
It might be.
I'm glad Matt's going to check it out.
Dive, dude.
Fuck,
dive.
Fuck you guys. Stop. Knock it off, you jerks.
Throw a broom at them.
Don't hit my car, though. He's looking. He looks. Like, is it a motion light? Matt said the light was on down there. Then he said no.
Road's open.
Wouldn't that be great?
What is up with... it doesn't do me any good. Really? All right.
happy.
Yeah, and my fucking back's all ate up.
Listeners are probably happy, too.
Ah! I'm going to now.
Yeah, I'm bringing one next time, too.
Yeah, I'm sick of this shit.
You mean the podcast?
Too rowdy. I can't podcast from this chair ever again. That one, maybe.
Give those other ones a try. Yeah, this might have been a bad idea.
What's that?
Pushed our luck.
Oh, fifth hour?
Fifth hour. How many times are we going to make that mistake? I feel like we've done that.
Well, hey, I tried to talk you out of it.
You were the only one that provided resistance at all. You're right.
I take no responsibility
for
this.
You're absolutely right. I'd be home and half drunk by now. You going to stay in Glaze?
No. I can't. It would be fucking 7 o'clock in the morning before I started that kiln. And it's just too late.
You got church service in the morning?
No, but I want to hang out here for another 10 hours after that.
The cops are reversing down the entrance ramp? Just some dude?
The arrow dude?
Some dummy reversing down the entrance ramp.
Nice. Just go fucking north, dude.
I've never waited out a road closure.
I make it a hobby. I see the trucks, I follow them. Pull up right behind them, cup of coffee, newspaper.
Settle into the long haul.
And they're all like, go around.
Nope.
No.
I'll wait. No hurry.
Don't,
Can I bump one of those?
Yeah, man. Don't eat anything. I was going to Julia Roberts you, but...
I was going to ask, too. Do you mind?
No, go for it.
Thanks.
Joy Robert's tip. Go on, I want to see it. Huh?
No, it takes forever. He has to make a bad movie first. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh! Don't eat anything off the roof over there. At least till next time it rains. After that, you'll be all right.
Hey, that's my green
to
bean
eat off
chimney.
The roof.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your what?
Green bean chimney.
That's where it grows.
Green beans on it. Mm-hmm.
Well, pea's good for green beans, right?
Yeah. Can't see. Imagine why not.
Just a little, though, right?
I've peed a lot.
No, but I mean, like, if you continually pee on green beans, eventually they'll die.
If that's how you're getting watered, maybe?
Yeah.
Those can be the worst tasting green beans ever. Right? If you only water the green beans with pea, they're going to taste like piss,
what
right?
What of that?
I think like, they'll die.
Why don't we water our plants with milk?
I think you can.
Really?
Yeah.
This celery's creamy.
Yum.
So they get cream of celery, they just water it with milk.
And mushrooms, too?
And mushrooms.
Okay.
Same thing.
I don't know how much it's going to affect the flavor.
They've tried that, right?
I don't know.
Like
I can't
flavoring
guarantee
shit with
that.
The stuff they're watering it with?
I'm pretty sure you can do that. I don't know.
Like water the apple tree with strawberry juice? And that's how they get
man.
Strawberry apples?
That's a
apples.
Lot of strawberry juice.
Whatever, man.
What about the tomatoes with coffee?
You want to make an omelet? You got to break some eggs.
What?
Can't we have mocha tomatoes?
Is that how they make clamato? They water
clams
tomatoes
with
fish?
Oh, that's much better.
No, they raise clams in tomato soup.
Mm.
Yeah, that one goes the other way.
That would make sense.
Mocha-mato?
Tamako?
Thank you.
We love you, Simpsons.
Coffee, tomato.
Mocha.
Chocolate tomato. Chocolate? What's mocha?
Mm. I do have to. You do have to have some chocolate in there, don't you?
I don't know what mocha means.
I say it just means coffee. It's Italian for coffee.
No, that's cafe.
It's true, too. They're like the... Eskimos over there. 200 words for coffee.
Just one. It's cafe.
Mocha.
No.
Yeah.
Cappuccino.
Nope.
That's the name of a cappuccino.
Mocha latte. Come on, there's like five right there, and I don't even speak Italian.
It's the only part of Eskimo culture that's invaded the rest of society. Like, only in that one thing do we have 200 words for
And blubber. We wouldn't know shit about blubber if it wasn't for Eskimos. Like, oh, you guys eat it, don't you? Like, yeah. It's not very good.
I got this muffin pan that, the muffins are always sticking. So we use blubber for that?
I would.
Put some in this aerosol can.
Is that what it is? It's blubber?
Yep.
Really? You knew that?
Sure.
Common knowledge.
I get
blubber flavor, but...
Is it synthetic blubber then, or is it legit?
I don't know.
Real shit.
I assume legit.
Genetically modified
blubber. Made out of real Eskimos.
The corn syrup of blubber?
It's been Monsantoized at this time.
Got an aerosol somehow, right?
So the aerosol can says zero calories, zero everything. Like zero fat.
Anything comes out of it.
Yes. Yeah, what the hell is in here?
Just spray it at your mouth. Like, no on problem. A diet. Dieting.
No problem. Fill up on a can of that shit.
Dieting. What'd you bring for lunch? Can of Pam?
Oh, my God.
What?
You would shit like a freak for, like, the next 6 months.
I'm on a diet. What kind of diet are you on? There's nothing in, like, there's no carbs or anything.
It's called great at bars. Diet. Like, I will show you this peanut in 12 seconds.
Will you trade me that banana for my can of Pam?
Magician.
No. I'm not on a diet. What, are you just calling me fat? Say I need to go on the can of Pam diet?
I would do it, man. Your food wouldn't be in there long enough to get a calorie out of
Think
it.
Think of how much of it you'd breathe.
That's also good for it. No calories.
Sure.
Coat your lungs up.
Finally, no calorie air.
None of those tar from the cigarettes will stick to your lungs anymore.
That's a good call.
Just pulls in the bottom of your lungs.
Then you just have to, I don't know.
Just pour it out.
Lung puke.
Do it,
the end of the day, you just do a headstand and open your mouth over an oil pan.
Use it for fuel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Biodiesel.
Yep.
You're welcome, Halliburton.
Yep.
Why can't we go for a lung cleaning?
Seriously.
You know, like every 5 years, just go get your lungs cleaned.
Like a radiator flush?
Because you don't save your money.
Sponsored by RJ Reynolds.
Do they have it?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Lung cleaning? Totally have lung cleans.
Steam?
I think part of it's steam.
High pressure.
I think part of it's some pretty caustic chemicals, though.
Like Ajax?
Lysol?
Yeah.
Really get in there?
Ajax. Scouring, like the powder kind?
Those creepy scrubbing bubble cartoons.
Okay.
Just running around in your chest cavity.
I'd be all right with that.
Oh, the scrubbing bubbles? Awesome.
Do all you have to do is huff scrubbing bubbles and you're good to go?
That's
the process.
That's the process.
Wow, I'm going to get the disclaimer right out there right now. That's a bad plan.
What?
Huffing scrubbing bubbles.
Has to kill you. You're saying it cleans out my lungs.
It's the only way to clean out your lungs.
But you made it sound like it was like an exclusive, only the...
Well, I probably shouldn't have said anything. It's not a money thing. It's a... The elites know it. That's why they keep smoking.
So you're telling stories out of class.
Are we ending SAGs again?
We could.
I'm just kidding. Yes, I am. I am telling tales out of school, as it were.
That was not right either, is it? I've got a can of scrubbing bubbles. I used it to clean my shower.
You'll need a whole can.
So, since I've used some...
Just get a new, yeah.
Okay.
And paper bag.
What's the paper bag for? Baby lamps.
It's not the... The way your lungs work, it's not the, like, liquid, it's the vapor. You could do it without the bag, but you'll have to spit constantly. So you just spray it in the bag, the liquid stays in the bottom of the bag, and then you huff the vapor.
Okay.
Well, that's a bad idea.
Push, like, when you, like...
Snortcoffee.com does not condone such activity.
I'm getting my fucking lungs clean, dude.
Hey,
not
stopping
the way. I'm pretty sure I got to stop by the Walmart. It's going to be 400 miles away on my way back home since the fucking roads are closed everywhere.
Which Walmart do you go to?
Well, this one's going to end up being Dorothy and Dixie.
Okay.
Do they have the best scrubbing bubbles for cleaning my lungs?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
And about halfway through the can, like, you're going to, like, wah, wah, wah. Okay. It's going to be really heavy, and okay. you, like, you have to push through that. Yeah.
You're going
to
die a little. It's working.
Yeah, that means it's working.
Am I...
And then you'll die a lot.
Into the bag the whole time? Like I do with a 2-liter bottle?
No, I would, like, go, like, half the can, and then go and go and go and go and go.
Till I have to breathe real air?
Right. Okay. And then one breath of real air, the rest of the can, and then go and finish it up.
Damn.
Hardcore.
Don't stop.
Should I be sitting down?
Probably.
Okay.
Most people do it sitting down. It's, okay. I mean...
Pro tip.
Some of us have on-the-go lives, but...
In the car would be fine, though.
Yeah, okay. Sitting down.
Okay.
Driving, not a problem.
No.
Getting clean lungs.
No, you're not getting high, you're cleaning the lungs.
Multitasking. I'm going to have clean... How long does it take to... How long do they scrub?
They will scrub... It's like 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I think the shit I sprayed on the walls on the... At home, it was like 20 minutes, and then wipe it down with a... Do I need to wipe it down? Because that might be a challenge.
No, it self-wipes. That's what... It takes... The first part takes 20 minutes, and then 3 hours and 40 minutes of self-wipe.
Okay. That... Yeah.
You can do that in the tub, too, if you just leave it for 4 hours. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Most people don't want to wait.
Is it a specially marked can that has, like, with chamois for the self-wiping?
Nope.
Just does it?
Nope. Doesn't say anything special on the can. Any can will do.
I've not seen a wiping thing on the can.
No. Nope.
Or on the commercials.
You won't.
I see the lady.
They don't advertise it.
But the lady shows wipes.
Yeah. She's a sucker. Don't
really?
Be a sucker.
Okay. Just get clean lungs.
Just get clean lungs.
They shouldn't just be celebrities and, like, big shots.
East Coast intellectuals.
Yeah. Right? Like, we all deserve clean lungs.
Well, there would be a run on it.
Nice.
They don't want to up production. They don't want to make more money.
Okay. So we're just...
They feel like they're making enough money already.
Okay.
I think this is the worst subject we've touched on.
So the ladies that are cleaning the shower walls.
Cleanest ass lungs.
Probably clean lungs.
Very.
I'm doing a little better today than I was three days ago.
Yeah.
Doing it. Like, if I only do a can, let's say I don't stop at the Walmarts on my way home.
Right.
And go with the can that I got.
Okay.
What happens? And, like, slightly cleaner lungs, or, like, just don't even bother. Go get a
No, it's poison unless you do the whole can.
But except
you'll die. You will die.
Bathroom.
If you do less than the whole can, you'll die. Any less.
They should put a seal on there, then, I think. It's just the cap's just on there. No, see, I didn't peel anything off to say this is a full can.
It's the risk you run.
Okay. All right. For clean lungs.
A lot of
but
sometimes anarchists will go into Walmarts and just like
I can see that.
Yeah. Those guys are crazy. They just believe in nothing.
But the cans behind those cans are really clean.
Most of the time. I mean, you can't like to do a whole shelf like There's sometimes they work in teams where like one team of two will go up at the front row but then backstock it.
Okay.
And then the next team will come in, do the next row, backstock it. Does have to be really motivated anarchist.
Acceptable, though, in bathroom applications. That amount that I breathed in.
Yeah, because that doesn't, like, breach the, like, amount where it starts to get effective. Like, super effective.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. I'll be breathing better
I guess
than ever.
I guess the way to do it would be to clean your bathroom every day and just get that light treatment, and then you would never risk death.
Okay.
And just in cleaning your bathroom, you would get just enough.
Deeper breaths. And.
But you haven't been cleaning your bathroom every day.
No, just once in the past, like, months and months.
Right. So you'll never get down to clean lungs.
Okay.
That way. You're going to have to start. You're going to have to get yourself a clean.
Really, if I want to start from fresh, it's go out and get a brand new can. Yeah. Hope that anarchists have not
have
come
not
and sprayed
tampered
just a little
with
bit.
The can.
Should I call up the company? Like, hey, I'm trying to clean out my lungs. Can you send me a untampered with? Just put a little piece of tape on it or something. That's all you need.
You can, but you're certainly not on the list that they have.
Okay.
And so they might have some questions for you. It's a roll of the dice either way, really.
Are they aware that it cleans lungs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was started for coal miners.
Okay.
That's what it initially was. Right.
Even before bathrooms?
Yep.
Okay.
Before indoor bathrooms. Bathrooms that had to be cleaned and not just moved to a different hole.
Or hose down or whatever. Yeah. It's going to be a long show. You guys want to say goodnight?
You're kidding. Yes.
Thanks for listening. Matt's going to kick us off the roof.
Don't do it, Matt. I'm
kicking this fast way down.
Find us at snortcoffee.com. Snortcoffee on Twitter.
937-551-1040.
Call it, text it, yep. Love it, know it.
Use it for your shits.
You will probably
I'm going to be kind of pissed if, like, a lot of people use that for their shits, like if it's just ringing off the hook all the time. I don't know what happens then.
The crappy thing is, like, to be a cool, like, podcast person, you can't just, like, if they give that number out and somebody calls as a reference, you've just got to fake your way through that phone call. Like, oh,
wow.
What is
great dude?
What is Matt? What's this about for Matt? Oh yeah, no, he's definitely served waited tables before. Yeah,
right guy for that job.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He'll crush that. I've seen him do well.
Using you as a reference for waiting tables, I'm like, yeah, he was fucking rocket scientist here.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, whatever it is, yeah, we did rocket.
This is NASA.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah, he worked here for like 40 fucking years. The guy's awesome.
There's a job.
Man, he has a great, great fucking reference from NASA, but tell you what, this guy doesn't know a rocket from a hole in his head.
Well, I think he does. I think he knows
much.
That.
That's the extent of his knowledge. That's rocket, this is a hole in my head. Alright.
Alright, well, your reference checks out. Come on in.
Day two.
We gotta figure out how to get this Virgin spaceship to actually penetrate space instead of just...
Is that why they're calling it Virgin?
Yeah. They'll switch the name.
It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
They'll switch the name when they call it
it penetrates.
Yeah. What's it gonna be? What's on Virgin?
Sloppy whore. Gaping whore.
Yeah, we'll go with gape, I think.
Alright, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye.
See ya, people.
Goodness.
You folk.